Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's it, Cole. I've seen enough from Bryce Young. Go ahead and bench him. Go ahead and bench him for the entire 2025 season. What we saw in game number one against the, as of 2024, extremely mediocre Jacksonville Jaguars. It tells me Bryce Young doesn't know how to play quarterback in this league. Is that too far?
Ooh.
Is that too far after 1 week, 3 interceptions, a fumble, and their only offensive score coming in garbage time against a garbage football team? I don't know how good Jacksonville's going to be this year, but last year they were a garbage team and they got a brand new head coach. They were so bad, they had to change coaches. And somehow Liam Cohen comes in and has this team looking good right out of the gate, absolutely torching the Carolina Panthers that have a second-year head coach, have continuity at both coordinator positions, continuity at the quarterback position, and somehow they get one garbage time touchdown at the end of the game when it wasn't even up for debate.
Yeah, you know, it's pathetic. Funny. This morning, Diesel, I wanted to go back and watch the highlights again. I typed in Carolina Panthers versus Jacksonville Jaguar highlights on YouTube, and absolutely nothing came up.
404, page not found.
Absolutely nothing came up. I'll tell you this. I watched bits and pieces of the game. It was uninspiring. Only if it were Overreaction Monday, right, for you to have something to overreact about. Maybe they're getting the bad out of the way. But look, here's what we do know. Two things can be true, Diesel. I say that all the time. Number one, Bryce Young was not good on Sunday. Number two, it's one game. Now, if this somehow, some way, we hope not, translates into more than one game, then yeah, all of a sudden, maybe it's time to not only hit the panic button, but think, man, what's really going on here? Was Adam Thielen being traded away this big of a blow for Bryce Young? And that's where my mind went when I saw what happened yesterday.
What rhymes with Mateer, by the way? How can you tank for John Mateer? Because that dude looks good. That dude looks good for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Carolina Panthers, I know that given the performance we just saw, probably not going to be a playoff caliber team. So you're going to be right there in that hunt. I don't know if John Mateer is going to come out. He is a junior. He could come out if he wanted to. I mean, how do you tank to get that guy? Because Bryce Young is not progressing. Yeah, he had like 4 or 5 good games at the end of the season last year against good opponents. And I thought, hey, maybe this guy is turning the corner. And look, I'm not so obtuse as to say that he didn't have some bright moments. He didn't have some good throws. But he had some head-scratching decisions. He had some awful throws. You know, that first interception he threw into what was effectively zone triple coverage What are you doing, Bryce? What are you doing? Tuck the ball, run it, slide, throw it away, hit the mascot, throw it to the cute girl in the third row. I don't care. Just don't throw it into triple coverage, Bryce.
He had, by the way, a QBR yesterday of 20.1, and we'll get to the phone
Not
lines.
Not even old enough to drink.
We'll get to the phone lines in just a second, but I'll tell you this. Watching Bryce Young yesterday, Diesel, I do see deficiencies in his game. All kidding aside, am I going to already have the tank conversation? Not yet. It is one game. But I'll tell you this. When you watch him yesterday and you watch him at the end of the season, yes, it looks like two different guys, but he doesn't look comfortable. Yesterday, he didn't look comfortable. Obviously, the run game wasn't great. Offensive line, still a lot of work to do. And when the run game, we talked about this with Clemson, and offensive line aren't good, obviously it directly reflects on the quarterback position. I just don't know where we are truly on Bryce Young's development, right? That's where we go. Because if you look at what Bryce Young's done thus far in his NFL career, Diesel, he's had bright spots. He's had really bright spots, but he's also had some low spots. And yesterday you talked about the one interception, a terrible QBR. I just don't know where we are on his development. And yes, as an NFL player, as a quarterback in the NFL, you're going to have bad games. But the bad thing is, Diesel, for Panther fans, Bryce Young had his bad game the first game of the year, and now we don't know if that was just a blip on the radar or if this is what's to come of Bryce Young in 2025. Hopefully not. Hopefully not, right?
Dewey is already on one, apparently. People are telling him to shut up on the stream. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube is where you can jump in and watch the show live. You can also interact with T-Swizzle, with Dewey, with Dan B, and the 33 other Tolos that are already watching the stream. Jump in there, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever platform you're on. Make sure you've hit that like or subscribe button so that you can be a part of the show every single day. Let's go to the phone lines to somebody who I know shares my sentiment, unless he wants to try to talk me off the ledge, but we'll see how this goes. Rick in Greer, Rick, you tell me right. You've been a Panthers PSL owner since year number one. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And let me tell you what, I'm just about ready to give up on it. All winter long, they blew smoke up my fanny in the summertime. They blew smoke up my fanny about how decent they were going to be. They're the worst team in football. They will not win a game.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If you have to blow smoke about how decent you're going to be, that's a tough spot.
Rick, I don't know about worst team. Did you watch the Colts yesterday beat the
Colts? The Colts looked like the Kansas City Chiefs
right.
compared to the Panthers, okay?
I know I'm saying, did you see what the beatdown that the Colts put on? I wouldn't go as far to say that the Panthers looked like the absolute worst team yesterday.
They're the worst team in football. And the Braves, Lord have mercy, I can't win for losing. I pull for Clemson, which looked like crap.
Yeah.
I pull for the Braves, which couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper bag. And I pull for the Panthers. I'm gonna go home, shoot my TV.
It's a good
kick
plan.
My dog. No, I'm not gonna kick the dog.
God.
And I'm gonna go home and cry because I don't have anybody to pull for. Who should I pull for?
You'd be a Falcons fan because Michael Penix looked real good in that game.
I can't. The Panthers make me sick.
Do you think they're worse than the Dolphins yesterday, Rick? Do you think they're worse than Miami?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, come on. Come on. Cole.
Miami looked horrible against the Colts.
I watched the Panther games. If the midget had to hand the ball to a person in the stands, he couldn't hand it to him in the stands. But he is awful. Get rid of him now, okay?
Think about it this way.
When this guy comes on, and you're going to have him on from the Panthers, please don't let him blow smoke up your fanny because the Panthers are awful. Ask him. What can we do to get rid of some of these players?
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Cole, you were comparing it to the Colts 33-8 final against the Dolphins. Think about it this way. This Carolina Panthers game should have been 34-3. Bryce threw a pick six that got called back towards the end of the game. They scored a play or two later after, you know, getting the ball returned to them. So it should have been a 34-3 game. And you'd be comparing a 34-3 to 33-8.
Yeah. Look, I'll say this. Here's what again, going back to the Bryce Young thing, like I just don't understand the inconsistency, because you watch that game, as you did, and a lot of our Tolos who are Panther fans out there did. You watch the game, and you see Bryce Young make plays, right? You see Bryce Young extend drives, like that one third down. I think it was like 3rd and 11, right? And it was late second quarter. He makes this great run, gets the first down, does the whole first down mark. Like, he looks really good. And then just a few plays later, it's 3rd and 8, Diesel, just a few plays after it was 3rd and 11, and a safety just comes absolutely free off the right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Side blows them up. You remember the ball just kind of went boop, right up in the air.
Yep.
Incomplete. They thought it was a fumble. While he was bad yesterday, again, I'm not putting it all on him. The offensive line was bad. The run game was bad. Let's just be honest. The Panthers as a team were bad yesterday. They were bad.
Yeah. Scored on their opening drive, 14 plays, 41 yards, took 7:39 off the clock. You're like, oh, okay. I mean, they didn't put it in the end zone, but it was their first offensive possession of the season. I understand it takes a little time for some teams to get going. After that, Cole, you know what happened? Interception, punt, fumble, turnover on downs, punt, turnover on downs, garbage time touchdowns, interception.
Yeah, bad offense.
It doesn't get any worse than that. It doesn't get any worse than that, what we saw from Bryce Young from this team. Now, shout out to Tet McMillan, had a decent first game, 5 catches for 68 yards. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence for maybe staving off the bust talk for another week. I mean, think about it. This was a guy that we were talking about as a bust, that we've been talking about as a bust now for a year, year and a half, 2 years. Carolina Panthers made him look like the second coming of Joe Namath. They made him look great.
You know, what's interesting is we talked about it last week. It was a big game for both teams, both quarterbacks, because as much as Bryce Young needed it, Trevor Lawrence also needed it equally as bad, right? Because Trevor Lawrence, 178 yards, I believe, one touchdown, one pick. Look, the Panthers' defense wasn't good at times. They gave up that huge run, late second quarter when the Jacksonville.
The big ETN one?
Yeah, Jacksonville had it like the, 7 or 8 yard line, a huge run. Bryce Young, the next drive, they're down 17-3. The Panthers come out Diesel. And again, here's the frustrating part if you're a Panther fan. They come out the next drive, and Bryce Young makes a couple of really good plays. And then you see, like, later on, you had the rain delay, the weather delay, whatever. You see Bryce Young also make bad plays. 2nd and 8 yesterday, Bryce Young with a minute and a half maybe to go in the game, Diesel. 2nd and 8 in the half, minute 18 to go maybe in the second quarter. Right, it was right before halftime. It was like second and eight. The Panthers had the football moving from left to right. Bryce Young puts it right on the money, almost like a little seam route, right down the middle. Right on the money. Steps up in the pocket, has a clean pocket, makes a beautiful throw. And then you're like, oh, wow, Bryce Young's down 17-3, makes this beautiful completion. Why can't you see consistency? That's the big part. That's the frustrating part with Bryce Young. There's just not much consistency right now.
Yeah, he's got it in him to make decent throws, decent runs at times. But you're right. There's no consistency in doing it down in and down out, week in and week out, year in and year out. He's a third-year starter, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Third-year starter. So here's what I think should happen, Cole. And I blame Dave Canales. I blame Dave Tepper. I blame all you Tolos who say, oh, you can't play the starters in the preseason game. There's no such thing as starters on this team anymore.
Oh.
From now on, that should be a foreign concept. Depth chart position one is a foreign concept to Dave Canales in the preseason. Maybe these guys who suck should get more than about six reps in the preseason games before they go out there and play for realsie. Make them go out and play. Make them go out and earn their starting position. Every week is a tryout. If you screw up, you go to the bench. I don't care if you're making $30 million a year. Get your ass out of here if you can't complete a pass. Get out of here if you can't hold on to the ball. There should be no such thing as position one on the depth chart for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm sorry. I know you don't want to get your starters hurt who make all this money. But they're terrible. Who cares? Who gives a rip if they get hurt in the preseason? They suck. Maybe the guys behind them are better.
Yeah, look, the reality is it's all about talent evaluation. And we've talked about this many, many times. In the NFL, the best organizations are the organizations who hit more times than they miss, Diesel, when it comes to talent evaluation. And right now, when you talk about talent evaluation, we know Dan Morgan's done a good job, but I think the Panthers still have boxes to check. And not only with Bryce Young, but play calling. Frustrating if you're a Panther fan. Second half yesterday, right? Panthers get the ball to come out. They're down 23. 20-3 is the score. They're around midfield. It's second one. They run the ball, first down, right? Okay. You're only down 17. You go score. You make it 20-10. It's a ball game. Diesel, two plays later, it's third and one. They just had a second one where they ran and picked up a first down. Third and one, Bryce Young takes the snap out of the gun, empty backfield. The pocket just absolutely collapses. He throws it up down the right sideline on third and one for like 35 yards. It falls incomplete. Bleh, there you go. So the inconsistency from Bryce Young's there. The inconsistency from the offensive play calling's bad as well. I believe they ended up calling that a catch, but the point being, Diesel, Bryce Young is put in bad situations. He's bad, but he's also put in bad situations. The offensive line was bad. The play calling I didn't think was great either.
Let's talk about the defense, by the way. The defense that jumped off sides on third and 10 would have given him 5 yards and a better spot for the third down. Now, it didn't matter, because Trevor Lawrence hit a wide-open receiver for that 10-yard pickup on that play, and then he ended up getting another 7 or 8 yards after that.
That's right.
That's what Dabo would call a day-one read. You know, wide-open receiver, 10 yards down the field on 3rd and 10, and the Carolina Panthers can't defend it.
These are the worst play of the game was on that same drive, and yeah, you're talking about the Carolina Panthers' defense. It wasn't great. The Jaguars' defense, though, what's interesting is they gave the Panthers opportunities. That second half, that drive I was talking about a second ago, where it was second and one, then third and one, the Panthers ended up getting down the field on that drive, even though the offensive line play was terrible. You remember, it's like third and one, they hand it off, no gain. Fourth and one, early in the third quarter, fourth and one, guess what? No batter. No better on fourth and one, the pocket, no time again, and guess what he does? He throws, if you remember correctly, that was actually his absolute worst throw of the game yesterday. He threw it up in the stands. I mean, literally threw it up in the stands. There was nobody there. It was early third quarter. He rolls to the left. There's nobody home. Throws in the stands, and Bryce Young, once again, just absolutely boneheaded decision. There's so many things that go into the quarterback position. Run game, offensive line. Bryce Young didn't have help. Now, to your overreaction, because it is overreaction Monday, it's one game. It's one game. The Panthers come out next week, look like world beaters. Guess what? Everything's okay.
Here's the thing. I don't think it is an overreaction. I don't think it is an overreaction.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, again, if this turns into what we're used to, and you say you don't think it is because this is what we've seen now for how many years out of the Panthers under Bryce Young. Dave Canales has shown bright spots, and you have every right to believe that it's not an overreaction. But again, if we're just talking about this one game and one game only, you take the sample size and you say, okay, not a great sample size. Let's see what they do next week.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Does that change your mind, though? We did this segment a couple of, last week, actually, on Tuesday with college. We said, based on what happened in opening week, were our preseason predictions wrong? When we go back and find anything that we saw in that first game to now change our preseason predictions, same thing with the Carolina Panthers, Diesel, that one small sample size of one game, is that enough to change your thoughts, my thoughts? I mean, I think we predicted, what, 5 or 6 wins?
Something like that.
You might have gone 7.
I think I probably pushed them to 7.
I think
they won 5 games last year. I thought, hey, another year,
yeah,
another some more development for Bryce Young, some comfort for Bryce Young. And I thought maybe they jump to 7.
Does that change your mind?
Yeah, at this point it does.
So now you're back down to what, 4 or 5?
I'm calling 5, maybe less.
By the way, they have the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, 4 o'clock, second road game in Arizona. By the way, an Arizona team that looked really good yesterday. 1-0, 6.5-point favorite. I'm with you. I just think ultimately when you talk about sample size, I do think it's fair to Dan Morgan, to Dave Canales. They always say, you and I have talked about it, you make your biggest improvement from the first game to the second game. Let's see if that's true. If that's true, if they look like absolute garbage again next week, I'll probably be in this boat with you. You know what I mean? I'll probably agree with you. How many weeks, though, until it's just absolutely hit the panic button? I don't think it takes long.
Hit the panic button or hit the give up button? What button are you talking about here?
Fair enough. Fair enough. It could be just one blip on the radar, one bad game. Maybe it ends up being a good thing, and let's see if they can make some. I mean, all kidding aside, if they come out and beat Arizona next week, then it's a pretty good win. You know, maybe everything's okay for the time being. Diesel, let's run off to a break. On the other side, it is time to get into what happened this weekend with South Carolina. We'll also get to what happened with Clemson as well. A weather delay halted the Gamecocks and Bulldogs. We'll get into it. All of a sudden, South Carolina 2-0 to open the season, but SEC play is here, and we have the conversation on if the Gamecocks are ready for SEC play next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.